Well, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is The Aware Show. I'm Lisa Garr. So great to be with you guys today. And we've got some great information for you. I always say that, don't I? Because I really do love, love, love this information that we always come across of ways to improve your health. Today, we've got a health show. And we're going to be talking about two, they're supplements, but there's something that you can add to your daily routine that, oh my goodness, helps so much with quality of life. Sometimes if you're just dealing with a lot of stress or if there's environmental stressors and so forth around you, it helps you to support your body because it helps you deal with the things a little bit better. It takes the edge off because it helps you either detox faster or deal with things in a little bit more calm manner, which we're going to be talking about later with the magnesium solution. But first, have you guys ever used the product Tramiel? I love that product. I use it all the time. It's a cream for pain management, sports injuries. It's been around for decades. It's made by the company called Heal USA. They're a great company. Well, they have a new product, and since they did so well with the last product, I wanted to check this new product out because they have a lot of integrity with what they do. This new product is called Engistol, and it is a homeopathic medicine with a high safety profile, as they always do with their products and so forth. And it's for the treatment of the symptoms of the flu. So if you have, you know, when you get like a head cold or a flu and you get into that fever, body aches, chills, you just don't know how to help yourself type of feeling, there's no over-the-counter that's going to help you with that. There's no antibiotic that's going to help you with that. Well, this Engistol has homeopathic ingredients in it that actually take down those symptoms of the fever, body aches, chills, and so forth, and can help you alleviate those types of symptoms. Joining me is naturopathic Dr. Christy Anderson, and her area of expertise is actually naturopathic oncology and environmental medicine. Thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. Anderson.
Thank you.
Great product, this Engistol. Now, my question for you is, I mean, you deal with cancer patients, you deal with, you know, heavy metal testing, things like that. How did you come across a product like Engistol?
Actually, I came across Engistol and homeopathy, in fact, during my medical schooling. As a naturopathic physician trained in Arizona, we are actually trained in classical homeopathy. And so I got my roots with that during med school. And then also during med school, I was exposed to Heal and the combination homeopathics that are there. And I started kind of using it on myself and telling my classmates about it and just finding it worked really well. And it was simple to use. I didn't have to worry about if anybody was on other, you know, pharmaceutical drugs or anything else. I could basically just give it to them and know that it worked. And
because there's no side effects. I mean, it's FDA regulated, so there are no known side effects?
No, very rare side effects with homeopathy. Very, very rare. Great safety profile, great efficacy, and with the very rare incidences of side effects. And the side effects are very mild. You know, it might be something, you know, not life-threatening with homeopathics.
Now, explain what it is. What does Engistol have in it? How does it work?
Okay. There are two ingredients in Engistol. One is a mineral, which is sulfur, and the other one is a botanical. And it's Asclepias vinceclitoxin, which is a very hard name to pronounce, but it's basically a plant.
You did a good job there. Okay.
There's just two ingredients within it. Now, there are various potencies of each one, but just those two. And they work synergistically together to help alleviate the symptoms of flu.
So how does it do that? I mean, what does the sulfur do? Does it bind to a certain element? Tell me about that.
Sulfur is known as a polycrest in classical homeopathy, and that means it is good for everything under the sun kind of thing. And it helps whenever you put it in a formula, it's there to be synergistic, so it helps the other ingredients within the formula to work better. And sulfur in of itself is also used for treating symptoms of flu, body aches, and this type of thing is very common. Fever is also one of the things that sulfur in of itself treats. So it works very well. It works both as a synergistic component and also as an actual component to treat the symptoms.
Okay, so I know you can answer this question, but my listeners are pretty versed in health. How exactly does the sulfur help bind or help reduce a fever? What in it helps reduce the fever? How does that work in the body?
Well, sulfur is, out of the materia medica, sulfur has kind of sensations of heat, this burning sensation. And if you were in an area where there was sulfur coming out of the earth and that type of thing, it would kind of give you this sensation of heat. And
that's what hot springs are, essentially, right?
Yes. So you get this kind of like a burning heat sensation. And in homeopathy, we use the law of similars. So a lot of times we do like treats like. So with that concept of homeopathy, and using sulfur, if you're around too much sulfur, you're going to feel hot. You're going to feel that burning sensation. However, if you take sulfur, it can treat that symptom in the body. So that's going back to the roots of homeopathy and how sulfur helps to really make this formula work so well.
So it acts, when it's diluted enough in the homeopathic formula, it acts as this like attracts like, so it burns up a fever. Fascinating.
Yes.
Did I do okay there?
You did great.
That's interesting. So that's the idea. Now, what about the botanical aspect of it? How does that work?
Right. The botanical aspect of it goes back to, again, just kind of treating influenza-like symptoms. So the body aches. Some of the fever and the fatigue and the achy, what we call malaise feeling in the body. This is what the botanical component of Engestol is looking to help treat and help, mitigate the side effects.
Does it calm you down or does it, how does that work? First of all, what is that malaise anyway? What is that out of body in a box feeling that you get when you get a cold?
Malaise is just the idea that the body just feels achy and tired and run down. It goes more than just feeling tired. To feel tired just means, I didn't sleep well last night. But to have malaise is just that lingering, I don't really want to move because it kind of aches and kind of hurts and this type of thing. And whenever you talk about the botanical aspect of Engestol, it specifically deals with those feelings.
Okay, so that you gotta go into this deeper for me though. How does it do that? You did a good job on the last one.
Sure, it does this because how it does it is that it goes in, and again, it's kind of the like treats like. Now it's a little more difficult to explain whenever you're talking about a botanical, because in a botanical, you've got various parts of the plant which can be used. And whenever you're talking about Asclepias, you are talking about a plant which has been used for centuries in botanical medicine and also centuries in homeopathy to, again, treat that like treats like, that similarity. And if you were to take too much of this plant, you would probably start feeling, malaise and fatigue and this type of thing. And if you take that in a homeopathic dilution, you're going to help treat that in the body. And whenever you combine it then with sulfur, which also treats those symptoms of the flu and at the same time has a synergistic approach, you're really going to help the body feel a lot better, and you're also going to help the body be able to combat the flu, the virus aspect of it.
What about in children? Because it's so hard to watch little ones have fever, and there's only so much, the Motrin cocktails are what some of the doctors recommend, but
right.
It just masks so many. Tell me, I mean, could this help children when they have fevers?
Yes. In fact, my daughter is sick right now, and one of the things that she's getting is Engistol. And it does help with children's fevers, and it does help. And a lot of times, especially with kids, they're such little petri dishes, as I like to say, because they grow all kinds of things, and they manifest all these wonderful symptoms, except when you're the parent and they're manifesting all these symptoms. You don't think it's so wonderful.
Right, right.
But at the same time, they respond so well to homeopathy because it helps the body regulate itself. And in a child, they generally have less toxic effects on their system because they haven't been in this world as long and things like that. And their regulation systems, their immune system and other kind of regulating systems in the body are very good at doing what they do. And so it doesn't take a whole lot to help these little children to go back into regulation. And if they're in proper regulation, then they're healthy.
Have you noticed that it works better than Motrin and those types of things? Not Motrin. What do you give kids?
Motrin and Tylenol
both you give
to children, yes.
Does it help better than that?
You know, it all depends on what's causing the fever and what's causing the symptoms. And if it's something like flu, remember Tylenol and Motrin and those types of things, they're not treating the virus. They're not treating the flu. All they are is masking the symptoms for 4, 6, 8 hours, however long it's going to last in the person.
That's what the over-the-counter stuff does, right?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. But with Engistol, you're actually helping the body to take care of the offending pathogen. So in this case, we're talking about flu, so it's influenza. So it's going to help the body to actually deal with that pathogen. It's going to make you feel better, but we've also done studies where it helps support the immune system.
Okay.
And by supporting the immune system, it's not only going to help the fever and the malaise and feeling bad, but it's also going to help what's causing you to feel bad, which is the flu virus.
But it also, so it helps boost the immune system at the same time. And it also has detoxification effects to it as well, right? But we're going to talk about that in a second.
Right.
Okay, so, because I know that you're a big detox girl.
Right, yeah.
A big detox doc.
Exactly.
So, all right. So let's, people who are listening, if you have ever had that feeling of having the fever or having the chills and you're looking for something that knocks, that takes the edge off of that, rather than just masking the symptoms, the whole principle behind a homeopathic formula is that it uses this like attracts like philosophy, this factor, in a diluted form in order to combat whatever it's up against. So in this case, with this Engistol, this product, it uses a sulfur to burn up a fever, essentially, and it uses the botanicals in the Engistol to fight against the malaise, the body aches, those types of things. Okay.
Right. Both ingredients within Engistol work on all the components of the flu virus and how you feel. So it's not just one in one. They actually work very much together in synergy.
Okay.
All the symptoms.
All right. Well, I just want to mention to people that we are in the middle of our fund drive here at KPFK, and the nice people at Heal have donated the Engistol to KPFK for our fundraising efforts. And I also want to mention that today at KPFK is a day for Haiti. What we're doing is 10% of what is being donated to the station is going to the Haiti relief funds that we have that we're working with here at KPFK. Now, these particular funds, there's three of them. There's the Haiti Emergency Relief Fund, there's Operation USA, and there's Partners in Health. These are three companies that we have personal relationships with here at the station. We know the people. We've been speaking with them and interviewing them for years, and we know that these are grassroots organizations that are really going to do what they can to get into the fields there and really help the people. And so 10% of what you're donating right now is going towards this, towards these organizations. So the Engistol is a $95 pledge here to the station. of which 10% is going to the Haiti Emergency Relief Funds. And this, by the way, is something that you can really help yourself with. Having something like this in your medicine cabinet is a great idea. I put together a little flu kit at the beginning of the season, of the flu season here, that has this in it, this Engistol in it, as well as an olive leaf extract and another homeopathic flu remedy. And I had this stuff on hand, and I took one of my daughter's old lunch boxes and I put flu kit on front of it, and I put it into our little wellness cabinet there for the onset of flu-like symptoms. This is best taken right when you start to feel these flu-like symptoms. And so having it on hand is the best idea that you can have. This is something that I put in my little flu kit. So give us a call here, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. And if you can get to this right away, right when you have these symptoms, the sulfur and the botanicals in here start to work on the fever right away, on the chills, on the body aches, on that overall general malaise feeling that you have when you do get sick. Now, if you're not sick right now, it's kind of hard for you to think about this, like, oh, I never get sick. How many people say, I haven't been sick in so long, and they just forget?
Right.
Because when you're sick, you're doing everything you can to get better, so that when you do get better, you just put it behind you and move on, right?
Exactly.
You forget, oh, I was just sick 5 months ago or something like that. So this is definitely something that you want to have in your medicine cabinet. And also 10% of the proceeds go to the Haiti Relief Funds, which we're doing an all-station Day for Haiti today, where we're really getting into today the history, its triumphs, its struggles, its financial situation, all of that, even before this devastating earthquake that left thousands of people either dead or injured or homeless. There's so many efforts. And the thing that I like about donating to KPFK is that you know that we've done the research with the organizations that we are giving the money to. You know that we have, and been interviewing these people for a long time. They are personal friends of Margaret Prescott here, and we absolutely have we trust these people a lot. So you know that your money is definitely going right into where it is needed. Okay, so 818-985-5735. Now, Christy, tell me a little bit about the detoxification effects of the Engistol, because that's something else. Being a doctor of oncology and naturopathic oncology, you really look for things that help to reduce toxification, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is there a detoxification or effect? Do you want to be doing detoxing while you're getting through a cold?
Right. There's no specific detoxing effect with Engistol. Engistol is pretty much there to help with the defense system in viral infections and to help with the symptoms of viral infections such as influenza. And you don't really want to do detoxification while you're ill. During an acute illness is not the time to be allocating the body's resources to doing detoxification and drainage, because actually to detoxify the body takes a tremendous amount of energy and resources and this type of thing in the body. And whenever you're sick, you want your whole infantry, you want all of your resources, all of your energy to go towards your immune
healing
system and other systems to actually heal and get rid of the virus, the pathogen, the bacteria, whatever is causing you to actually have that illness. So during an acute illness is not the time to detoxify. Now, afterward, yeah, because you want to get everything back in order. You want to make sure that, like with a viral infection is in the cell, and when you have a viral infection, it lyses or breaks open cells, and this is how it divides and replicates in the body.
Okay.
And so with doing that, you know, it'd be like taking some trash bags in your house and cutting them open. Well, if you did that a few times in your kitchen, you'd have a really messy kitchen. So at the end of it, once you're all, you know, finished going through your trash and your body has actually taken care of that virus and gotten it back under control, that's the time to do your detoxification and drainage, because that's the time to kind of clean up all that trash and get it out. And that way you're ready to go and you've got energy and you're back on the road.
Well, that's good. Okay, so it supports the body in many ways, but detoxing is definitely a separate conversation, right?
Yes.
That makes sense. It's so interesting what you do, by the way, in terms of helping people. I understand that when you do help someone who is looking at something like cancer, that you do, you know, a lot of different types of testing and a lot of different types of therapies on these people, including the vitamin C drips. And I was reading a lot of other things that you do, which are really amazing. The ozone therapy, supplements and so forth. It sounds like a really good thing you do. So for you to be associated with Engistol proves that this is not a product that is going to have any toxic effects. What about when you take over-the-counter things? Like with the, I don't know, the Motrins or...
The Motrins and the Tylenols and that type of thing.
Do those have toxic effects?
Well, you know, everything can have everything that you take into your body can at some point in time have a toxic effect. But whenever you talk about pharmaceutical drugs, Tylenol, Motrin, et cetera, they do have a certain inherent toxicity. You know, to take too much Tylenol, your liver is going to fail. And that's why you have to be so critical with the dosing, especially like we were talking about with little children and things like that. So there is some, you know, toxicity associated with it if you go, you know, over top of the normal dosing. Now, whenever you're talking about normal dosing for these things, it's more about blocking pathways in the body. So whenever you take something like a Tylenol, what you're doing is you're blocking the cyclooxygenase pathway, which is an enzymatic pathway in the body, which goes into the brain and resets the body to a higher temperature. That resetting to a higher temperature is what we call fever. You know, 98.6 is not good enough for the body now. It's got to be 101. So whenever you take something like a Tylenol, it goes in and stops that pathway from happening. So the body is not able to reset to a higher temperature. It maintains that 98.6. But whenever it wears off, it kind of, you know, does its normal thing and resets the body temperature to a higher degree.
Is it good for that body temperature to be slightly higher like that?
The advantage of having a fever is that whenever your body elicits a fever response, so whenever that body temperature raises, it actually does two things. It makes the environment which a virus can replicate in unfavorable.
Ah.
So viruses are meant to replicate and divide at approximately 98.6. They've engineered themselves to work fantastic during normal body temperature. However, if we raise the temperature a bit, so we get up to about 101 or so or higher, what happens is it slows down the virus's ability to replicate. So it puts a damper on the virus's ability to replicate. And not only that, but it also revs up our immune system. So it gets our immune system kind of working harder and more energized. So it slows down the replication process of the virus and boosts the immune system simply by raising the body temperature a few degrees. So by doing this, the body is able to take care of that viral infection much faster.
That's such a great explanation of the fever. So you shouldn't run out, even if you have a child and their fever is at 100, and give them any of those over-the-counters, because the body's doing what it needs to. Now, I wouldn't necessarily go higher than that, but it's stopping the replication or slowing down the replication of the viral process. That is a very clear definition. I like that.
Yes.
So now, when you take the Engistol, how does that work? So if you're sitting at like 100, it doesn't bring it back down to 98.7, does it?
Right, exactly. Because Engistol does not inhibit any pathway. So it doesn't go in like a Tylenol and inhibit that cyclooxygenase pathway. What it does, like most homeopathics, is that it goes in and causes the body to go back into a regulation. It kind of levels out that teeter-totter. So if you're sick and you're thinking about being a kid in the play yard on the teeter-totter, if you're sick, you're tipped all the way to one side. And what you in health is being, you know, two people, same exact weight, balancing on that teeter-totter nice and perfectly. So what homeopathics do is they go in and help the body kind of equilibrate and get back to that natural little rhythm where it's just a slight oscillation on that teeter-totter. And so whenever you take something like Engistol, whenever you first get those symptoms of flu, it's going to help the body regulate. And, yeah, you might get a little fever, and you might get a little bit here and there, but what it's going to help to do is boost that immune system and help the body regulate itself so that way it can combat the viral infection before the infection really starts to take hold and give you, you know, full-blown flu for 5 days.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, this is really, really great information. This is Dr. Christy Anderson, who's with me on the line here, and we're talking about a product called Engistol. It's made by the makers of Tramiel. The company is called Heal USA, and they have put together a brand new product that is a homeopathic treatment designed to support the immune system against the symptoms of flu. Now, can this be used preventatively?
We don't market it as preventative.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because we like to give people medication as they need it. And you're not going to know that you need something until you start having an imbalance. However, if you're dealing through a healthcare provider or things like that, a lot of times healthcare providers will use something like homeopathy to help the body stay in that natural balance.
Okay.
What I like to do as a physician is I like to help my patients stay in balance and kind of ward off the flu by detoxing them and helping support their immune system.
No, that's always a good idea.
Right.
As well.
Get sick. And then whenever they start manifesting those symptoms of the flu, right away they've got something like Engistol right in their medicine cabinet, like
right.
You were saying, your health kit, and they can start taking it. And if they've got a really good kind of immune system and they're healthy because they've been detoxing and they've got just this nice regulation in the body, then taking Engistol at the first sign of flu, you know, they'll
be
over it very fast.
Now, and also it's really good for children as well. It's very safe for children because it's a homeopathic remedy. All right.
Right.
818-985-5735 is the number to call right now. Now, if you have been listening to this interview and you learned something, or if you've ever listened to anything on The Aware Show and you've actually learned something and adapted it into your life and made a difference in your life or your loved ones' lives or people that you know's lives, and if you've never donated to the station before, today is a great day to do that because we are 10% of the proceeds of everything that's donated today are going to Haiti relief funds. There's three funds that we are donating to here at KPFK. So this is really the reciprocal act of giving. By pledging to the station right now, it's a $95 pledge that you are actually giving to yourself because you're supporting your body. If you ever do get a flu or a cold, and things happen, we've got some pretty nasty viruses going on out there that the antibiotics do not work for. So you'll have something in your medicine cabinet to help you knock those symptoms out in the onset of those symptoms. And then you're giving to this station that has been here for you year after year, giving you great information, stuff that you know, that you've used, that you've learned, that you've helped yourself with and others with. And then a portion of those proceeds then go to Haiti relief funds that we have, that KPFK has personal relationships with. We know where the money's going. We've been interviewing these people way before even the earthquake happened. Grassroots organizations, we know that they can get into the field and they can get through the airports and that they can make these types of reliefs happen. So the relief funds that you're giving right now are helping purchase things like water purification supplies and food supplements, and they ship all of this to Port-au-Prince and its surrounding areas. And we definitely know that there is a lot of medical care that is needed right now. So please give us a call, 818-985-5735, and not only support yourself with getting the Engistol, but also support the station and support Haiti. So thank you so much, Christy, for joining me today. Great information about the flu symptoms and about how the product works. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely appreciate it.